Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the PMI offices. I am Tone Dix.
Hello, Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, sir.
We will be joined by a number of cast of characters, all who have been pretty fucking hot lately. Well, except for the one that just walked into studio.
Oh, that fool.
What are you doing in studio?
This is a FaceTime operation, dude.
What'd you say?
FaceTime operation.
I can't tell if that mic's on or not.
I believe
Mitt is going over there to turn it on right now.
I'm on the stand here.
There we go.
Let's see. Go ahead, Foxy.
Hello. Yeah. Why do you guys get so sad when I walk in the door?
Here's the thing.
I was on fucking Illinois yesterday.
We banned you. We banned you from the studio last week. You were behind the glass. Thank you very much for helping out.
Thank you, Fox.
Anytime.
I went 24-11 last week.
Jeez.
Is that good?
Fucking cool. Just calling out first half, second half, fucking everything.
Great bats.
Banging it.
Duke's covered, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Gompy was on fire.
Till the weekend. I took it on the shins.
Connor hit every
Sunday.
Single
yesterday.
NBA bet on Friday.
Oh, I was rolling.
Even you on Friday and Saturday. Fucking bang, yeah. Bang it. And now you fucking step in this goddamn studio. Right there. Right across. I mean, there's mics back there.
Come on. I don't like this negative energy we got going, all right?
March Madness is starting.
And we're all going to win every single bet we ever make. All right. Yesterday was bullshit. What happened in that Ohio State game was complete BS.
I have never seen a man be able to walk uncontested like that, like just clear the way to finish the game, no matter what the score. In my life.
Gump, call me crazy. I thought Ohio State might march down the floor, throw up a contested three, miss. Illinois get the rebound, get fouled, and we got two free throws, and we win
That's not where my head was.
Hey,
I was on Illinois -5.5.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah,
That's tough.
It was not a push. We were winning.
Illinois is really good, though.
They're a wagon.
They are.
Very good.
I do not like that bracket they are in, though. That is tough.
Shout out Pat, though. He was on the other side of that bet.
Yeah.
He won that. He
FaceTimed me after and had a nice big smile on his face.
Yeah, that was tough. Illinois was tough. There was a lot of tough ones out there.
Jackson State, Western Kentucky. I mean, they just forgot how to play basketball about five times in one game.
Let's see here. I won everything on Friday night, so nothing to talk about bad there. Didn't bet anything on Saturday. I just didn't like the card.
Just throw out one.
If you don't like the card, you don't like the card.
You just won. You got to do it.
2-1 yesterday. We got absolutely fucked on the VCU and Bonnie over because the coach has gotten – they got an argument, and they scored 5 free throws. And then they got the inbound, hit a three, and then VCU came down and hit a three. They scored fucking like 11 points in 12 seconds. How you doing, Paul?
How you guys doing, man? This is good.
I mean, you had an incredible weekend of betting.
Thank you. I did lose some games. Let's not act like I was perfect, okay?
All right.
Nobody's perfect out here.
Can't all be perfect. Uh-huh.
I have found a nice little thing, though.
Okay.
If you like a team, okay, like for instance, Alabama, Ohio State, you pair that with a ridiculous favorite in one of those smaller games, that automatically ups the odds that the things are already. So it's a parlay technically, but really it's just a odds booster that you're kind of giving up on the backside. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
So I took Colgate -490, and then I paired that with an Ohio State +6, which I felt
Colgate's a wagon, by the way.
They are, and they were. You just money line that thing, it's -500. It's like, I know nothing about them, but I assume these motherfuckers aren't going to lose. -490. I'll tag team this alongside the Ohio State +6. It'll just boost the odds a little bit. So I got paid a couple times on that last second three. And although I did feel terrible for you guys,
Don't feel bad having to do that.
It was nice to be on that side of that.
You did not feel terrible for me.
I thought about it. I said, Foxy does not deserve this.
That kind of does, though.
We have some breaking news.
Yeah, did you see it?
What?
Yeah, Joe Tooney, offensive lineman, formerly of the Patriots, has signed a deal with the Kansas City Chiefs.
What?
Oh my Lord.
5 years.
The Kansas City Chiefs had Chris Jones, what? Stone Cold.
What?
D tackle that they signed, the number two D tackle in the NFL. If you ask a lot of people behind Aaron Donald, they signed him to a big time deal. They signed Patrick Mahomes to a $500 million deal that even if you look at Taysom Hill's voidable years deal, you go ahead and times that thing by four, still not going to be able to catch what Patrick Mahomes is going to be. They restructure that whole contract. They just let go Eric Fisher. They just let go Schwartz. They had a situation that they were missing offensive linemen. They bring in Tooney. Kyle Long is visiting out there as well. Ooh. Are they rebooting that entire offensive line in Kansas City with some salary cap gymnastics? They'll be able to do it. Excited for Joseph Tooney agreeing to a 5-year deal with the Chiefs, reports Mike McCartney.
Who is in the back?
Wow. We got Mitt, Zito, Connor's back there.
Okay, because I was like, Mitt doesn't know how to call up a tweet.
Yeah, so we literally just came in here for the clip of us reacting to Joe Tooney. So that's why I stood here, too, by the way. I don't want to, you know what I mean? These are all happening very quickly. Wanted to come in, flex a little bit about that's the Ohio huge. State win. Mm-hmm. Well but done. The Joe Tooney signing for the Kansas City Chiefs, they need offensive linemen. It's not a tackle, obviously, but it's an absolute stud. I wonder how things will go with what the Patriots offered versus what the Kansas City's offered. How's he doing? We'll keep it moving. Patrick Mahomes gets some protection in a big way for the next 5 years.
You want a price tag on that 5-year deal?
Please do.
$80 million.
And it's probably $80 million that'll be paid over the next 45 years somehow. The Kansas City Chiefs will figure out a way to make this work. Good for them. They're going to need more at offensive line. They're going to need more. But this is a hell of a signing.
Well, they still got their center.
Yeah, Connor, thanks for you guys.
Go ahead. They got Duvernay-Tardif coming back at the other guard.
Hey, but I mean, once you go to the front lines, are you going to be the same coming back? You know what I mean?
As far as...
Did he get a taste of the life-saving lives, and does he still want to come back and play? Like, you know what I mean?
Someone who's been there, you do come back stronger.
Mentally.
Yeah, but you battled it. He was actually trying to cure it, right? Wasn't that what he was doing up there?
Front lines is front lines.
You was in that battle. Hey, we ain't saying you weren't in that battle, COVID Cowboy, but is Duvernay definitely coming back?
I thought so.
I hope so for the sake of Patrick Mahomes. He was a good player, but once you get that fulfillment of actually saving lives, I wonder how easy it is just come back and move people.
Well, they also had to do Kelechi Asemele, who was sitting out the season or was injured. That's maybe not coming back now, but I mean, the Chiefs are just like, we'll just get new offensive lineman.
Well, the thing about the Chiefs is whenever you have a guy signed to a 10-year deal with all these voidable years bullshit, you can do a lot with 10 years of, hey, Pat, we're going to move. Patrick, sorry. We're going to move. By the way, Travis Kelce called him Pat.
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
Interesting.
Yeah, he called him Pat M15.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Patrick at all.
Wonder if his mom's going to be upset about that.
I wonder if she's like, hey, you're not friends with him.
Ah,
you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if that's how it goes. But anyways, when you have a 10-year deal like that, you can do a lot of kicking the can down the road at that particular thing. So good for the Chiefs getting better all of a sudden in free agency. Nothing like what Bill Belichick's been able to do. But when you're spending $146 million on day one, it's going to be hard to retain everybody in New England. And that includes offensive lineman Joe Tooney, who's now a member of the Chiefs.
Yeah, I didn't even think that he was in play to come back to New England until it was reported today that they're re-engaging in talks. But he was always going to be a max contract type guy.
Who was reporting that the Chicago hadn't even had a conversation with Allen Robinson yet?
I did see that.
Like they haven't even talked to him. But what is? Because I guess they made him an offer at one point. So
since September,
you never know what's real.
Well, it's all bullshit.
Everything's bullshit. Yep. Congrats to Joe Tooney, though.
Congrats, Joe Tooney.
Thank you, Joe.
How long was he with the Patriots?
5 years.
He experienced glory days.
Oh yeah.
It's going right back to. I ain't doing what we did last year.
I miss winning in the Super Bowl.
Winning was a lot better. Bill's like, you ain't lying, bud. Wait till you see what I'm doing.
He was drafted in 16, and then they franchised him last year, right?
Yeah.
And then gone.
You know, since we're here on Hammer Down, the best gambling podcast that ever comes out of the Indianapolis area. Is there any other? Cupmaker Jeff's, he has his own podcast. His shit's probably better than ours.
No, I don't think so. Not this weekend.
Anyways, does this change a futures bet for the Kansas City Chiefs? Does this make you want to bet on the Kansas City Chiefs more now in a futures bet for Super Bowl champions yet again?
I did see that all the Patriots moves today, they went from plus 3,000 to plus 3,000.
Oh, good moves. Because they did a lot of signings, by the way, that
didn't change.
I don't think anybody, Jonnu Smith, okay, big fan after learning about him. I don't think anybody was like, okay, that's going to be the first tight end that goes off the board and get paid. Everybody thought Hunter Henry was going to get paid.
Yeah.
Then Judon going up there, that was out of nowhere. I don't think anybody expected Judon to go up there. No. And then Gavon Devon?
Devon Godshow.
Godshow?
Yep.
Nobody knew that guy, but I'm assuming he's a good guy. So this is Vegas, though, being like, yeah, you'll get better zero odds. You'll stay the exact same because we have no idea what the fuck you're doing, Bill, but they're spending money. They're in the game, and all those players will play great.
I think they got better today, but they didn't get better at the position that matters. They still stink at quarterback, so.
I think wide receiver matters a little more this year. But, I mean, Jonnu Smith-Hughes, just because we run the ball so much, he can also factor in as a great run blocker at tight end.
Dalton Keene.
Dalton Keene didn't play as much as we thought.
Thought. Who's we?
Me and all the voices in my head.
They were all screaming very loud about Keene. You remember how good this guy was?
I love this guy.
He reacted to somebody saying that the Patriots had no tight end.
Oh, he did the eyeball.
Keep talking that shit. And then I was like, oh, Dalton Keene's about to come out and be the next Gronk. Turns out, guy dressed for like two games. Still love him, though.
Still love him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he still's got a chance.
All right, sorry about interrupting everything.
That was perfect.
What are we doing? We're Baron Foxy?
We were, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Foxy, you stink.
Come on, Fox.
Well, let's get to that. What's your pick tonight?
Okay, well, let's first off, you guys say I stink. I got a winner on Thursday night. No. That's a guarantee win on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, it is a guarantee.
They are spreading the love for Michigan State.
Go! Hey, go green.
Go white.
Go big.
Go home.
I saw it's already at 32.5. So that's already a lock. You could put that one in.
Maybe.
But everyone get on board.
Will you please explain what that is?
So spread the love is basically the more people that bet, the higher the spread goes for the Michigan State Spartans. When I got in on it this morning, it was at +2.5. It's already at +32.5. And then it's just going to keep rising. And you obviously get that last number as your spread.
Bingo.
So it's free money.
They're going to need more than that.
No, they're not.
Hey, but we'll continue to build. We want this thing plus 60, plus 70.
I
want to
break a record. I want to show that people love Michigan State and they're going to be riding with
it. We don't love Michigan State. We love a free bet.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Shout out Michigan State providing
that free
bet.
Shout out Michigan State, though, for providing the free bet.
Yeah, because if Michigan State was not playing, just pick another team probably.
Yeah, probably Alcorn State. I might think about taking the Michigan State on the spread of love. And then taking the UCLA plus 2.
No, don't do that. That's smart.
Like that.
Because Michigan State's 3-11 as a favorite, and Michigan State's 0-6 off of 4-plus days of rest. So.
Uh-oh.
Smart.
Bruins are a good squad.
I did see Michigan State's playing at Purdue's court. They haven't won there since 2014.
Okay. Nice.
Fun fact.
Yeah, it's a tough gym for the Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage. The Yeah, what about the Northwestern baseball team, by the way?
Oh, my.
Three grand slams against Michigan State in the first three innings of the game.
It. Love it.
I can't believe they're playing college baseball right now.
Michigan State is not. Okay, they're playing high school baseball against some college kids. But, you bet UCLA +2 there, and then you get Michigan State plus whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's called a twofer. Okay, that's how you win a game. That's how you take advantage of lines. You go twofer there.
Or you can do what I'm doing, and you take the Michigan State normal line, and you take the
spread
odds
the
boost.
Yeah,
and then you got a twofer there as well.
While we're on that game, Michigan State is 6-0 to the under the last six, 5-0 to the under as a favorite, 4-0 to the under the last four tournament games, and 5-1 to the under versus teams with a winning record.
135.5 is where that's sitting at right meow on FanDuel.
It is on the move down because it opened at 137.
Okay, so we get on quick.
Get on it.
Hey, that's a horse that's leaving the ranch quick.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches, out the stables. All right, go.
All right, pick of the night. I'm so happy. What's that?
Why'd you tell me to bet on Zhang Zhang this morning?
Who?
Foxy! What are you doing, dude?
Foxy goes pick of the night, but he sent me a text this morning saying, live bet Zhang Zhang against the Golden Bulls.
The CBL.
Everyone knows the CBL. You don't go against the Golden Bulls.
Are you guys speaking a different...
The CBL, dude.
Foxy.
What are you talking about?
The Golden Bulls are a wagon,
I woke
Foxy.
Up this morning...
Chinese basketball league.
I woke up this morning...
No, you did not.
I woke up this morning...
You did.
And I saw Zhang Zhang +5.5 active... And I just couldn't pass that up. And I remember you saying that they were your team. And now I'm learning that they're your team in a sec, that they're the Michigan State team of the Chinese basketball league. They got fucking beat down by the Zhang Zhang Golden Bulls, dude.
I'm not putting that one on my record.
Okay.
You told me.
No, that one's not going on my record.
I am.
Someone who listens to the show did make a pretty sweet site that tries to keep track of our bets.
But I'm all wrong.
We just need to work on... The
accuracy
of the bets, because the site's sweet.
Sweet. He's a developer.
But.
Awesome website.
Yeah,
very clean.
We'll work on that.
It was cool he took time to do that.
Yeah. Very, very clean.
Seemed like if you had a basic understanding of.
UI, UX.
you'd be able to do that. But the fact that he did it, we appreciate.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Mucho, especially Foxy's was the only accurate record.
Yeah, over.
Over two.
Okay, what do you got tonight?
All right, tonight, I'm so happy.
0%, 1%.
Yeah.
As much as I've loved watching these college basketball games, it is nice to have the NBA back. It is nice to have it on prime time. And it is nice when you got your best team, your favorite player, LeBron James, and the LA Lakers playing against the Golden State Warriors tonight. This is pretty simple. LeBron -2.5, hammer it.
Someone was mad in the back.
Let's go, Foxy. How about it?
Mr. Lake Goat is on the Lakers
I am
as well.
So fucking mad at you, Foxy.
Oh, is Mitt new to the show? Expect me to take the Lakers tonight?
No, I did expect you to take the Lakers. I'm pissed. God.
Mitt, what are you now on the season? Like 7-0 in FCS?
I am 7-1. Oh. Or no, 8-1. Sorry.
-2.5.
-2.5.
LeBron. Go, dude.
Yeah, but Steph Curry just won the three-point shooting contest. He learned how to play basketball.
He was also yelling at his team this weekend that he needs fucking help.
Then they beat the bag out of the Jazz. You're the best human basketball.
Tom Brady situation there.
This is a classic. College basketball has had all the attention. LeBron's like, I need attention tonight, and he's going to get it on prime time. He's going to probably have 40 points.
Yeah, because March Madness. Everybody's forgetting about Bron. Yeah.
Okay.
He's probably going to do an OH if I had to guess.
This is probably the start of his like MVP race because you know he wants to win it this year.
He's getting his full medication going.
What? Oh, why'd you have to say that?
What's that mean?
What's that?
No.
What did that mean?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh, he ups everything, you know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
What's he talking about?
I don't know. I just don't like all the money
he puts into,
I don't want to get sued.
Staying fit.
Hey, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
What are you two talking about?
Hey, legit, I did not know what you guys were referring to. I do not want to be a part of this conversation.
Neither do I.
With you two. Yeah. You two.
It's just the truth. That's all it is.
You don't know.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
What are you saying?
It's the HGH King.
This is fucking bullshit.
You can't say that.
None of us believe that.
Nobody believes that.
I'll stand alone on that.
Stand alone. Am I standing alone on Charlotte -3.5 tonight?
Tony. Fuck, you
are. Is that Brendan Fraser?
Are you on the other side?
I got a player performance double on the other side, my friend.
Oh, fucking Brandon Ingram?
De'Aaron Fox, 30 points. Kings to win +600.
Wow.
LaMelo Ball, very, very good on offense. He doesn't play as much defense yet.
Well, that's because he doesn't. Hey. You save that energy on the defense side of the court.
Yeah, that ain't
the
no offense problem.
All right, so Connor, we're on the opposite there. How about Wizards +8.5?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Wizards 8.5.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. 8.5 is the number tonight.
I am actually on Milwaukee -8.5.
Oh, good. I'm glad, you stooge.
You fucking stink, dude.
No, you don't, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
How about the Clippers -1 against the Mavs?
Staying away.
Just me?
Okay. I'll loving that one.
I'll dip my toes.
Clippers are 6-0 ATS with no rest, which they played yesterday.
Doc Rivers got them boys and playing.
They got spanked by
Doc coaches Philly now,
night.
But they're buzzing because of Doc.
Clippers 6-0, no rest. Mavs have stunk at home. They have been hot as of late at home, but Clippers I like tonight because the last time the Clippers and Mavs played, the Mavs won by, I think, 60. So get back spot here for the Clips.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
My 3 tonight are Charlotte -3.5, Wizards +8.5, Clips -1.
I'll take the Clippers with Tony, and I'll also take the Warriors getting 2.5.
There it is. There it is.
Come on. Why didn't you say that a second ago?
What?
I just put in a massive bet.
This guy fucking buried me yesterday. I had Illinois -5.5. I can't ride with him.
Come
tonight.
On. Wow. By the way, I felt bad for you as well. Whenever that 3-point.
It happens.
Don't say as well. You did not feel bad for me.
I did, yeah.
No.
I saw how happy you were.
Oh, FaceTime me laughing your ass
you
off.
You tried to paint AJ into a corner. It was a classic Foxy
It was
bet.
The worst possible outcome for me.
And by the way, best possible outcome for me.
Yeah. By far.
Ohio State wins, but not really. So AJ still feels terrible about the whole thing, but he's not really. Is he really a fan? No. Foxy loses, so it's like.
I can't even blame AJ because they don't cover. It was just a bad.
That boy Fox.
I thought there was a chance Fox. Lee Westwood was going to win that thing.
He, no, yeah. When did I say it last week?
I did take him.
You did say that.
Lee is just a classic. He'll be up there, and then he will fall apart.
Yeah, but he's got a new mindset now, you know, which did change whenever he missed a couple shots. He got angry again. I'm like, yo, let's bring back the happiness here, Lee. He's been playing great golf. Mm-hmm.
Rom also fell apart, who we had.
Doug Gim. We had to watch that guy fucking completely.
I had to search. When you said that into the group, I'm like, who the fuck? I thought you were watching like a documentary or something.
I got Dougie Gim at plus 2,500 on Sunday.
Man.
He was climbing. He was cooking. I was about to make like 11, 12 grand off of Dougie Gim. And then all of a sudden he had, you know, one missed short putt that led into one tee into the water, which led into another ball into the water. He's 24 years old. Look out for Doug Gim 5-6 years from now. He's going to be the guy.
Let's go.
There is a new option on FanDuel right now. It's literally just teams to make Sweet 16, yes or no. WVU, yes, is plus 118 right now to make the Sweet 16.
Where's that at?
It's just in futures.
I fucking love yes, no options.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, you look at Texas is minus 104.
You know what? We get it. You love Texas, dude.
He does love Texas.
Hook 'em. You do.
Shaka, baby.
All right, Pat just sent me his bet slip from his Chinese basketball bet. You bet $750 on Chinese basketball?
Yeah, I woke up feeling myself.
Yeah, went in Rome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I woke up after what happened yesterday with that Ohio State situation. I'm like, I've been blessed by the gambling gods.
Let's go.
It was a heat check this morning on John Jing.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzaga not to make the Sweet 16. Plus 790.
I love that.
Listen, the Zags are making the fucking Sweet 16.
Man, what are you going to do?
Connor, who else you got for NBA tonight?
For NBA, Tony, I also have Chris Paul, 25 points in the Suns to win at plus 870.
Okay.
I love Ja, but, you know, CP3, baby.
Okay.
I'm also on the Wizards. Knicks plus 8.5 against the Nets.
Really?
Knicks play defense, boys. Ooh. They play defense.
They do.
They're coming off one of their best games of the night. Of the year, rather, excuse me. Obviously, the De'Aaron Fox, 30 points, and the Kings to win. But this last one, this is the one that I think you put all your money on. Boston Bruins are going to Pittsburgh, and they're playing the Penguins, and those stinky weenos don't stand a chance
like somebody's walking on the ceiling.
The Bruins, pasta, hat trick, take it if you can. Bruins minus 120 money line, and they're plus 210 at minus 1.5. We're going to beat the piss out of the Penguins again because we already have twice this year. Put everything you have on the Bruins tonight.
Listen, the Bees may have got better with Judon and Jonnu Smith today.
Patriots, yeah.
Dude, shut up about the Bruins. They couldn't even score a goal last night.
Exactly.
The worst teams in the league ever.
Saving the goals for tonight.
No.
Like a smart
that's
team
not
goal.
How it works.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, you don't even know. That Pens team that the Bees might have beaten in the past this season.
Twice.
Very different Penguins team. They learned how to play fucking hockey, pal. Look for the tic-tac-toe passing all night to a Penguins plus 120 win.
Not happening.
Are the Pens on a 5-game win streak?
Not happening.
Pens on a 5-game win streak?
Yeah, they're hot.
Holy.
Yeah, very hot. Exactly.
The Bees are their kryptonite.
Yeah, the Bees can't score, though. They
play backups in the
saving our goals for tonight.
The fucking Bruins stinking hockey all of a sudden.
We're leading the division. Sorry, your division that we came in to take
we
over.
We haven't played the Sabres yet. When we play the Sabres, we'll go 9-0-1, and we'll go right to the top as well.
Yeah, you're right. If we didn't play the Penguins so many times before, you know, we wouldn't have built up all those
you
wins.
Feast on all the also Rans and fucking whatnot, and then you play the Rangers, 4-0.
Yeah, and then we play the Penguins and kick the shit out of them.
Nah,
we're
not tonight. Not on this night. I'll see you on a Twitter Spaces, by the way.
Yeah, you will be dancing.
Nick, I think
with
mic's on
Juju on the pasta.
Is it on TV? This game? No way.
Should
it's
be.
NHL.
I kept requesting to go and heal Wani's chat the other
night. I was
night.
In there as well.
He wouldn't let me in. Oh.
I couldn't get in there.
To join.
Unfortunately, the Browns just got better.
Oh no.
Yes, they do. Ooh.
Yeah, do we want to do this or just wait for tomorrow? I don't really know that person.
He's pretty good safety.
Yeah, apparently $37 million safety.
Yeah. I mean, They'll fuck them up somehow.
The Dolphins are just
no. That's the opinions of Diggs do not reflect that of his employer. Andrew Berry's doing good things.
No, I agree. I like Andrew Berry.
Dolphins are just stockpiling cash for a day that's never going to come. It appears.
All right, Nikki Skates, what do you got to
bro? The Dolphins, bro.
They stink.
They lost Godbo, bro.
They did lose Godchow.
He's good. He's very good.
What's his name?
Godchow.
God.
There's no way that's how it's pronounced. God Chalks?
I thought
God
it was God
Chow. So my mother, my mom's maiden name Dog is C-H-A-U-X. It's pronounced Michaud.
God Show.
Michaud.
Yeah, how is that not like God Globo Show?
That's what
God Show.
God Show.
So what I said was right in the show?
Yeah.
He's going to put on a God Show this year.
Good for us.
He's a good player, man. He's just hurt last year.
They say
year.
God put on a show when they put God Show together, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
1,000% right.
Hoots? How do you sit here?
That's Connor.
I think someone lowered.
Yeah, it sticks.
I lowered. Oh, no way. Yeah, that chair is first class Hall of Fame, and you know it.
Hey, I would like to let everybody know that everybody has changed their chair in this show. Okay? Everybody. What are you shaking your head? You got a fucking gaming chair back there. You tried it out.
I think you tried it out. I think this one's the same. This hasn't always been my seat, but
I'm pretty proud that my ass is. Suffered through the longest. This chair stinks. There's a lot of terrible chairs in this office.
Yeah.
I like the addition of these two down here, though, by the way.
It's better than the couch.
I'm sitting on the edge because I don't know. Like, do you Urban look like Meyer? A big fat stooge if you're sitting back like this?
Well, no, you can't look like a big fat stooge because you're Evan Foxy.
Or does it look better like this?
That's more active, but then you're doing that fake back straightened thing.
Yeah. I think you just noticed it, though. I don't know if you would have noticed it before.
No, Posture Foxy is coming out. Yeah. I'll do
that's
it, too, in the middle of the show.
That's all you're stretching, dude.
Yeah.
It's tough. You look because you look like insufferable when you're doing it, but it's like, man, my back feels so much better when I do this, though.
Lower back.
Are you giving us hockey bets?
Yeah, just a few, though.
Just a few.
We're
not betting the board.
I didn't get enough time to get the research in to get the whole board.
Yeah. I'm betting the chalk.
So Bruins?
And I never do this, but I'm guaranteeing a Pittsburgh Penguins win tonight.
Really?
Let's go, stick caps.
I never do
this. This is a guarantee.
I'm going to take the beat.
Bruins!
Goal! Call that a clap bomb. Top 10. Fucking Bruins going to lose, dude.
Yeah, right.
You never hear Nick say that. Ever.
Yeah, which means.
And
it may be because of the bullshit he said earlier, but.
There you go.
I love it.
I'm urging him on. Bruins, baby.
Nick's got a little long hair going, too. He's back in Pittsburgh, saw that it was wide open. He said, listen, the Pens are not going to lose with those fans in the stands. The Yinzers be yelling, the Bruins going to lose in pal.
And then we're going to Winnipeg.
Oh,
the Jets.
Fucking fuel the Jets, baby.
In the over, 5.5 totals going over in 6 last 8 when Montreal and Winnipeg play each other.
Oh, so that'd be
tough. Over in 5 of Winnipeg's last 5 games. Then I like Vancouver on the road against Ottawa.
Nice.
And we'll go with Caps regulation / 60-minute line against the Sabres. Sabres stink. The Sabres are now the team that you want to bet against every chance you get.
Oh, really?
Speaking of aren't they? They've lost like 10 in a row or something. Speaking of that, in the NBA.
Are they due? They've lost 10 in a row?
They are not due.
Houston Rockets have lost 16 in a row.
So. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Remember, they said, we don't want him here.
Yeah.
Don't need him.
They fucking blow.
Is what's-his-face still playing, Donner?
Oh, yeah.
Christian Wood? John Wall?
No, Christian Wood's been hurt. John Wall is also out the last game.
Christian Wood would not be somebody I would talk to. DeMarcus Cousins?
No,
he got gone.
They cut him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the one that was speaking, we don't want James here.
Yeah.
And they cut him.
That's why the Nets won't pick him up now, so he's probably going to go back to the Lakers.
Oh, that's all right. Doesn't matter. As long as he's out of Houston, it sounds like. In Oladipo, they didn't want him either, huh?
They're shopping him currently.
Well, because they offered him a contract, and he said no.
What's that all about, Victor Oladipo?
He's just a giant scumbag, Pat.
Whoa!
Mitt.
The shots from Mitt.
You can't say that, Mitt.
Dude.
Can't say that, man. Why do you say that? Because he left Indiana?
He just kind of treated Indiana like a bag of shit. So
no, dude,
I'm not a big fan of
him. This was his city.
We offered him a max contract and he didn't take it. He didn't want to be here.
This was his city.
But he did scream, this is my city.
Yeah.
I found that interesting when he said that. I was like, is it? Okay. Well, great to have you, man. Can we open these businesses back up?
As you should.
Okay. Who are we betting on? Fucking Caps, dude. That's your lock of the night, or the Pens?
Caps. No, Bruins. Now after those slander statements that Connor made.
The Caps, Bruins, the Pens, the Canucks, and
God, it's nice.
What was the other one here against the Canadiens?
The Jets.
And the Jets.
The Peg.
Fuel the Jets.
Champions League tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, I tried to watch soccer this weekend. They put Christian finally and put him in.
They played like shit. So that early game in England every week for the past month has been a fucking tie. Every game.
So let's put that into the memory bank.
Anytime
huh?
I give out a pick, everybody in England who tweets, they reply, "You never bet the first game." And I say, "Hey, I bet games. That's what I do."
That's right.
That's actually their thing. They don't bet the first game.
Don't bet the early game.
Mate, they've been out at the pubs the night before.
Real Madrid money line +105.
That's Messi's squad?
No, that's Cristiano's old squad. Sergio Ramos, Benzema, and the boys.
Where's Cristiano play?
Juventus. They got knocked out last week. Fucked us on the super boost.
That guy stinks.
Yeah, he should have. He did score a hat trick in 32 minutes yesterday. So.
Who did?
Cristiano.
He's so good for that team.
Jesus. Yeah.
So they got knocked out. They're still playing. What's that mean?
They got knocked out of the Champions League. That was just league play.
Jesus.
They're still going for
it. So is league play, they just stink?
League play is like Liverpool won the league, which was like more important to them because they hadn't won it in 30 years. But it depends. Like so your teams get tired. You have to rotate players. You're playing three times a week for the whole season.
How long is the season?
Pretty much the whole year. It starts in August in England and goes to May. April, May.
That's why you can't bet on that first game.
No.
Can't do it.
Memorial Day weekend is always the Champions League final.
I try to be a lad of the lads, but...
And I'm going against Chelsea tomorrow, actually.
Oh,
whoa.
Dude. Atletico Madrid.
Oh, that makes sense.
There's something about them in the Champions League. They seem to turn up. If you're doing this in a parlay, you can get them double chance, which is to win or tie at -160. But I will take them draw no bet, +144. Great value there.
Let's go.
I like the double chance.
I mean, ever
feels
since
like playing Monopoly or something.
Ever since Griezmann left, I can't.
Dude, they got Suarez.
Yeah, guy bites people.
He's leading goal scorer in La Liga, and Barcelona's paying his wages.
Yeah, but does he fucking do a Griezmann celebration?
It's way better. He does his kiss to his children.
All right, we're gonna go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week because of tournaments.
Whoa,
here dude. We go.
Hey, it's March Madness.
March Madness.
This is March,
baby.
Wednesday, you know, we'll have a preview for the Thursday games. Thursday, we'll have a preview for Friday games. Friday, we'll have a preview for Saturday games. How's that make you feel?
Love it.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it, Connor?
Feels great, Tony.
Fucking try that on for size, pal.
Can't wait.
There's some good early lines out there. Don't be afraid to jump on some lines early, boys.
Yes. Lines are moving. Purdue is playing in Lucas Oil Stadium. They're the only Big Ten that's got their first round game in Lucas Oil. They've already played in Lucas Oil, so a little bit of an advantage there. So look at Purdue, maybe.
How about that?
Yeah, nice. Something to think about.
That number's going up. It was -7 this morning. It's 7.5.
Yeah, something to think about. We'll be back Wednesday with all that information. Can't thank you guys enough. Right now, congrats to the two winners who hit the hashtag FanDuel Hammer Down Roll over 2250. Those two are splitting the 2250. Congrats to them on hitting the 10-leg parlay.
Let's go.
We are back up to hashtag FanDuel Hammer Down Roll over 750.
So it's at 750, not 75,000. So somebody hit this?
Mm-hmm.
You guys said two people hit this the other day?
On Friday.
How are people hitting 10-leg parlays like this?
There's a lot of puck luck on the ball bounces.
It makes
the right
no
way.
Sense.
But 10 is the number. Like, what are you going to go to, 12?
Can't. Bro, a 10-leg parlay, people are just...
I would lose my mind.
If you're hitting these and weren't FanDuel isn't in your state yet, like... Get pumped because things are about to be awesome for you if you're hitting 10-leg parlays.
I put one in on Saturday. I hit 6 out of 4, and I'm like, that's I went good. 6 for 4. Sorry. I'm like, that's pretty good.
4 out of 6?
That's what? Pretty good.
You went 6 for 10.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you get it.
6 and 4 is what you
six
went?
6 and 4 is what I went.
That's like Tom Izzo's looking to go 6 and 4 for the rest of his career because the Rocket Mortgage squad stinks.
Hey, fun fact about that, though. Since Duke did not make the tournament, Michigan State holds the second longest active NCAA tournament appearance streak.
Who's number one?
Kansas.
Kansas.
Top of the head.
Yeah, but they're almost not in, right? Because the COVID situation.
They're traveling with all three of their guys, but they haven't said who they are yet.
They got until Tuesday at 5 or something. Yeah.
To do what?
Something. There's something with the testing and cleared and Tuesday at 5.
the teams, because there's a first four out and then there's a next four that they will replace. Ooh. If teams don't. Yeah, I heard him talking about it a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. Because we get into that. I mean, this first round's a lot of teams, obviously, so you got a lot of shit that could pop off. But you get into the tourney a little bit and three, four teams somehow end up with a close contact or a positive. I mean, that could be fucking tough to deal with.
By the way, I might be wrong on this, but the bracket didn't leak this year, right? Like, it was all on time, wasn't it?
I don't think anybody cared.
Does it ever leak?
Yeah, I feel like it normally always leaks.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because somebody's leaking it before the show, and then the show is taking forever to unroll it. There's always a little bit of drama. This year felt like there was no drama at all around it. That's because I think it was right after that Ohio State game.
Yeah, the overtime maybe helped.
It was right after, so it was like boom, boom, right into it. There's no like dead period where people were getting antsy.
Yeah, and there was also a lot of teams that got in by winning that tournament that kind of screwed everything up too. Like, I don't think they could have had it ready before Georgetown got in. Oregon State got in. Like, those two teams had no chance of making the tournament at all.
Rutgers got in.
Yeah.
Nobody thought Rutgers was going to be able to get in.
No one thought Syracuse would either.
How about Rutgers gets in? People in New Jersey aren't even allowed to bet on them.
It's terrible.
Horseshit.
Damn shame.
Virginia, New Jersey, Illinois, I think.
I think Illinois.
You're not allowed to bet on schools, universities from your state.
Makes sense.
So it's like the regulators go, well, we can't bet on our own colleges because that would be a problem. But also, that's really the only time.
It's like waiting before you poop.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It's very stupid. These are regulators.
They don't want the college kids cheating.
Hmm. Yeah, but I could bet on Purdue, boiler up down here in Indiana.
Oh, yeah, we can for sure.
You know what I mean? There's a lot that, by the way, that's when a lot of people would probably bet. Like, oh, our team's in the thing.
That's
would like to bet with them.
You know your team more than any other team, so you know when to bet on them or against them.
Imagine Michigan's gotten a lot of things wrong, right, in this whole world. Imagine Michigan institutes that rule, and Michigan State gets in it, and Michigan's not allowed to bet on Michigan
State.
That'd
be terrible.
It would make no sense.
It would make no sense.
For someone that says they know their team, you lose betting Michigan State an awful lot.
Don't forget about my Detroit Lions when they're up 14-0. You take the money line of the other team. That one hits every single time.
Yeah, but they can bet on professionals, just college.
I know.
You got to be sure about the regulations here. It makes no sense that that's the regulation.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck for those people. Mm-hmm. Like New Jersey Rutgers fans. I assume that's the only place that has Rutgers fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't bet on them.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It's a shame.
Virginia's got University of Virginia.
Maybe.
Is Tech in as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't bet on
them. Damn shame.
Might we will give you some teams you can bet on Wednesday.
West Virginia is one of them.
West Virginia is one of them.
There has been announced somebody put $20,000 on West Virginia, which would win like $500,000 or something like that. I bet on West Virginia to win the national championship before they played Baylor in the game that they went to overtime because I thought they would beat Baylor. Then the odds would go down.
Should have.
Odds got much better since then. I got them at plus 2,500. I bet 4,000 to win $100,000. They are now at plus 3,000.
Nice.
And I put another 1,000 on that to up the thing. Another 1,000 on that. So I'm trying to get as much money as possible on West Virginia making a run. And that Sweet 16 thing with West Virginia, that's a great bet.
I'm going to sprinkle a lot of teams. There's so much value. West Virginia, you know what I mean? There's just
Texas.
Yeah. I mean,
hook 'em, dude.
Hook 'em, baby.
All right, we'll see you Wednesday.
Wait, we have a bracket. If you miss past shows, how do you enter? Because I don't know how you guys
explain
it. Go
to the March Madness Live app. You sign up, and then the bracket is called Pat McAfee Show.
Yeah, if you search just Pat McAfee Show in the group, and it's the one for the group Pat McAfee Show.
It's the one with thousands of entries in it, and then enter it.
There's also links tweeted out from Pat's
chance
account.
To win $51,000. And if we end up being the largest group of all the groups, it goes to $75,000, right?
That sounds right. I don't know what we have to get to become the largest bracket on the March Madness Live app, but hopefully we'll be able to get there.
It's weird. There's some different things.
I can't wait to win this thing.
You're not allowed.
What?
You're not allowed because I'm going to win this thing.
No.
You guys are funny because I'm going to win this
thing. No.
I'm going to win this thing.
No, you guys aren't allowed to win it because I'm gonna win this thing.
No, you're not allowed to win.
That doesn't seem right.
People are saying you guys aren't allowed to win.
No, you aren't because it's your own bracket. Yeah, if you win, then everyone will think that you rigged it so that you would win and no one else would.
Yeah, but it's Pat McAfee's show. You are a part of Pat McAfee's show, so that's kind of the same thing for you. You're speaking directly to me right there.
No.
Lincoln, no. So you guys can't win, but I can. So that's a shame.
Link in the bio.
Huh?
Link in the bio.
The link isn't a buy.
Don't worry. I'll give you guys some of the money from when I win the whole thing.
Oh. Will you really? Yeah. Funyuns, maybe?
Pound of them. I'll probably get everyone a six-pack of chocolate milk, too.
Really?
Yeah. God. And I'm not talking about Nesquik.
You're a saint, dude.
No, no.
You're the best.
You're talking Yoo-hoo.
I'm talking Yoo-hoo. I'm talking Oak Hills.
Yoo-hoo with a little rum in it?
I'm talking a little Kahlua and chocolate milk. That's right.
You put Yoo-hoo, you put rum in Yoo-hoo?
No, it's from Big Daddy when he's fucking playing with the kids. You know what I like? Yoo-hoo. You know what's better? Yoo-hoo with a little rum in it. What's rum? Rumpelstiltskin?
That's a good movie.
Great movie. Yeah,
I think it holds up, too.
Oh, it's a feel-good
story.
One of the
last good ones Sandler ever made.
Aw, yeah. Dude. Damn you.
That's a whole other can of worms.
All right, Hammer.
There's no reason. Down. Don't do what you just did right there.